Sports Time on the Basin Radio Network with Chris Brennell.
What a ball game this has been. A rivalry renewed. Number one versus number two. Two state championship contenders going at it here in Thunder Basin Gym.
It was number one versus number two Saturday in Gillette. I'm Chris Brento with your Basin Radio Sports Update. It was a back-and-forth seesaw battle Saturday in Thunder Basin Gym as number one Thunder Basin took on number two Sheridan.
Deegan Williams to move it from left to right and along the near side boundary. He works with a left-handed dribble, gets a screen from Felton. Deegan drives left side of the lane. The finger roll is through the net. He scored it with the left hand, and we're tied at 71. Deegan's got 25 on the afternoon. A gutsy performance by a hobbled Deegan Williams. Here's Lekolot. Speaking of gutsy performances, he jab steps at the top of the key. He fires the tray, and he hits the bullseye. Lekolot again puts his arms out and shouts out in jubilation.
In the end, Sheridan came out on top, 77-73, behind Sam Lekolot's 27 points and 10 rebounds. In a valiant losing effort, Bolt point guard Deegan Williams poured in 27 points, had 7 boards, 6 assists. Sheridan will be the number one team in the state when the polls come out later this week. After falling to Sheridan Friday night, the Campbell County Camels bounced back with a Saturday afternoon win over Kelly Wall 64-54 in the Castle. Senior point guard Luke Lackey led the way for Campbell County, scoring 21 points. In the aftermath, 5th-ranked Campbell County is now 6-3 on the year. This sets up a critical matchup between ranked Thunder Basin and ranked Gillette this Friday night. The Thunder Basin versus Gillette games in Thunder Basin Gym Friday night is set for 5:45, and both games can be heard on 97.3 Camel FM and online at basinsradio.com on the Camel stream.